All right, so let's continue on Ayin Zayin. All right, so the Gemara is now trying to work out the problem, a practical problem. In other words, we have a theoretical, the theory is good, that the Torah gives you, gives an identity of chatzer, that the yoda has an identity of chatzer, but now this is a practical problem. Practically speaking, how does she have a chatzer? That's what the Gemara wants to know. Right, you understand? It's a practical problem. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Gemara is saying, how does she have a chotzer? Whatever she owns, her husband owns. So now it's really his chotzer. So it's his chotzer. So therefore, it's lo nofak get miyode de baal. It's like the baal taking it in one hand and putting it in his other hand. Didn't leave his rishus. Where's the nesina? That's a self nesina. No such thing as a nesina that comes back to the self. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi Elazar, bekosev lo din v'dvarim ein li b'nichosayich." All right. So what does that mean? Someone want to read?
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, it's possible to make a different arrangement. It's true, midrabanan, it's true we give the husband rights of ownership, rights of peros on the karka, on the chotzer that she brings into the marriage, or acquires after the marriage, but it's possible afterwards to make an alteration, make an amendment, change the deal. So the Gemara is saying, let's say that that's the case. That he wrote to her in a shtar, Din v'devorim ein li b'nichosayach. I don't have any dealings with your property. Now here's the key to understanding the Gemara, though. Rashi says what?
The kunsula.
Where are
we? The kusavla, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the kusavla.
Hush.
Din v'devorim. He writes that whole thing.
Yeah. So, hashta mashma de kasavla kain la achar shekansa.
Okay. So, in other words, the whole problem that the Gemara is going to get involved in now is because the Havamina now is that he wrote this after they are married. Right? Now, the marriage took place. He has the rights over her property, and then he tries to dissolve those rights. So, so what does he do? He gives her a shtar that says, Din v'dvorim ein li b'nichosayach. Basically, I wipe my hands from your property. Right? I don't have any legal or other types of matters with your property. Okay? Okay, fine. So what's the problem with that? Go ahead. V'chi chosav lo hochi mai hava.
Right.
So the Gemara says, that doesn't do anything. What does it do if he writes to her, I don't have anything to do with you? Because the Brisa says, if someone says to his friend, right, what does it mean, his friend?
His partner.
That his partner, right? If someone says to his partner this, even if he writes it, it doesn't matter. Din vidvarim ein li al sodazu. Okay? I don't have any legal or other matters with you on this field. And what was the field? Rashi says, Shahayasa imo bishutzvispa. So now, imagine we have a partnership in a piece of property, and one day I come over to you and I say, I don't have anything to do with you on this field. Nothing. I don't want to have anything to do with you in the future about this field. Okay? Or he says, Ainli asekba. I have nothing to do with it. I have no business in this. Right? Or he says, Yodai Misulekes Hemena. I withdraw my hands from this whole project. Okay? As Rashi says, Achas Mikol Lishonos Halolo. He says, any one of those types of statements. I don't have anything to do with you. I don't have any business with this field. I withdraw from this field. Anything like that. What has he done?
Nothing.
He has done nothing.
So how does he get out of it?
One second. Why has he done nothing, Rashi?
Lo amar klum, deme achar shehi shelo.
He being what?
He being the
field.
Field, right?
Good.
Shelo, it's part of him. It's
his.
Right? Tzarech lichtov lasho matana.
Ah, right. So now it's a basic point. Now, if we have, if I have an ownership right with you, with a shutfus, okay, and I want to withdraw the shutfus, I want to get out of the shutfus, and I want you to have the field. So it's mine. Basically, shutfus means I own half of the field. So if I want you to own something that I have, what do I have to do? Give it to you. I have to give it to you. Right? So I can't just say, I don't want to have anything to do with you. There's a real legal right that I have. I have to do something with it. I have to give it to you if I want you to have it. I can't just withdraw. What does that mean, withdraw? I guess in theory I could make it hefker, but that this is not lashon hefker over here. There's nothing. You're just saying it's like a statement of goals. I don't want to have anything to do with you. But how do you make that happen? How do you say, I don't want to be your partner? Okay, but how do you effectuate not being the partner any longer? There has to be a maisa kinyan. Basically, you need a kinyan. You can't just say what you wish to happen. That's like what I was saying with Elio. I can say I don't want. I can say I want you to have my watch, but unless it's a kinyan, it's not going to be your watch. So here too, what does it mean that he says din v'dvarim eini b'nichosayach? That's not going to help anything. Good.
So, yeah.
In other words, Rashi saying that the statement has to be a statement of giving, not a statement of withdrawal.
So what is the, if that's a kinyan, if they're just a
star,
so I'm not sure.
If it's a, well, he's saying lichtov, so if it's a star, yeah, if I write in a star, if I write in a contract, the field is yours, and I give you that contract, that is a kinyan star. That's a kinyan star. Right? So, Rabbi Yanai say that what? The case is not when they were already married, but it's before. It's while they're engaged. Right? There's Erison and then the Suin. So at the Erison stage, he writes to her, Din Vidivarim Beoda Arusa. Okay, so what's important about this, about the fact that it's Erison? So Rashi says it's Kodem Shezocha bin Echosim. Since by the Erison it's before he has a vested right, before his rights are chal, okay, he has no zechus yet in it, he can write proactively, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with your stuff. Ve'ein tzarech lichtov loshon matana. He doesn't need to write like a matana, like when I get it, I'm going to give it back to you. There's no matana at the moment, obviously, but he doesn't have to write any type of lashon of giving something that he's going to get. He doesn't have to say, I'm going to give you my future rights to the field that I'm about to get. Now, you could do that, selling futures. Right? You can give away your future right that you have. But he doesn't need to do that. All he has to do is say, I don't want it. Now, why does that work, though? I mean, why does that work? Yeah. But the point is, it's not really obvious. What do we need Rav Kahana for, right? And Rava, it becomes like complicated, right? First, you got like Rabbi Yanai says it's that he says it before they're married, and then we say, and it's like Rav Kahana, who's like Rava. So we got to follow like this sort of like a train of thought over here, okay? So it seems there are two steps that are going on. So let's just understand it for a minute. Rashi says what? Yochol lehasnos kidir Rav Kahana. So we're bringing Rav Kahana in as an example of what? That you can make a tanai. We see from Rav Kahana that it's possible to make a tanai. What's the tanai? What do you mean a tanai? Can we just assume, just explain to me? What does it mean a tanai over here? What does it mean, lahasnos? Yeah, in what? So it means to say that even though there's a halacha that says but nisuin automatically give a zechus mamon to the baal in the property of the field, that's a halacha. That's a din. Right? The chiddush of Rav Kahana is that in terms of the din, you're allowed to make a tanai. which is not at all obvious. Right? You can say, no, this is the halacha. The halacha says, upon the nisuin, the husband has a zuchus mamon in the wife's property. Who's to say you can alter what the halacha establishes? Right? You understand what I'm saying, Gil?
Somewhat.
In other words, how does he get the property to begin with? What does it mean, Masha? Where does Masha Kansi Isha Kana Baila come from? It's not a private arrangement they make. That's the halacha. That's established. It's a takana. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Nobody has to think about it. Nobody has to want to do it. Nobody has to have it in mind. It's a halacha. Just like when there's a marriage, she becomes usher to everybody else and mutter to the husband. Okay, that's midaraisa. But over here, there's a halacha midarabanan. There's a takana midarabanan that when they get married, he owns her property. That is the halacha. Okay? So, where do you get the idea that you can just make a condition to change what the halacha says should be? Can't make a tanai, I want to marry you and you'll be able to be available to other men. That's what halacha is. Marriage says that's what it means. So if marriage means that he owns her, part of marriage means he owns the property. So where is it? How is it obvious that making a tanai ahead of time against halacha? How do you make a tanai? You know, I mean, you need a chiddush. You need Rav Kahana to tell you that this is doable. Okay. Yeah. So before the Nisuin, they make a deal that the Nisuin won't do what the Takana says Nisuin will do.
Okay.
Right? That's the Tanai that we see that Rav Kahana says is possible. Before the Nisuin occurs, we'll say that the Nisuin won't do what it should do. Normally, Nisuin gives him a kinyan in her property. We make a private deal, it won't. Okay, no, if they did it after the Nisuin, it's too late. He really owns it. Right? He absolutely owns it. Now you just can't say, I want to walk away. Okay? Because you can't walk away from what you own. That's true in life. Right? Can't walk away from it. It's yours. So, but they're saying you can avoid getting it. You can avoid getting it. But that's not so simple either. Because the getting of the kinyan comes from a halachic institution that's part of the Nisuin. Right? So you need Rav Kahana to tell you that you can make a tanai on such a thing. Yeah. Zach? Okay. The Rav Kahana. So but Rashi's saying, in terms of the train of thought, Rashi's saying, Rav Kahana tells you what? As we can learn by analogy from Rav Kahana, that where he said it, we can learn that we can do it here. Okay, so what's the case that he said it by?
Amar Rav Kahana, nachla haba'a la'adam mimakom acher.
Mimakom acher. What does that mean?
She'ena Yerushas. Ah,
so that's going to your question, Gary. That Rav Kahana was talking about a Yerusha that's not Midoraisa. Okay. She'ena Yerushas Avosav min HaTorah. Okay.
Adam Masna Aleha Shalo Yerushena.
So then it's possible to make a Tanai to not, what? To not accept it. Kodem Shezocher.
Why is Rav Kahana bringing this up? Like, what's this?
If it's a Yerusha, ha'ba'a lo lo'adam mimakom acher, so then you can be masna alash lo yirshena. So you can say, if it's a Yerusha, it's not Yerusha savosav min haTorah. It's not a Daraisa Yerusha. Apparently a Daraisa Yerusha, you couldn't do that. You can't do that. What do you mean? You want to say the Torah says on the death of the father that the children inherit. And you want to say, I don't want it. Too bad. You can give it away once you get it, but you can't change the din of Nachala. Are you going to change the din? Are you going to stand there and say, I want to change the din of Nachala? Right? But over here, Rav Kahana says it's possible to do. It's possible to be Masna. Now, how did Rav Kahana figure that out? From Rava. So let's keep going. So what did Rava say? Rava said, if someone says, "Efshi b'takanas chachamim kigon zu shomin lo," if someone says, "I don't want the takanas chachamim," we listen to him. Amazing, amazing halacha. Like this. Now, what is like this? All right, we'll come to that in a second. But what is this idea? Let's see, Rashi. Efshi b'takanas chachamim kigon zu. Okay, so Amil Sachriti Amra Rava. So Rava was talking about something else. Rav Kahana was talking about Nachalos, and we're going to apply it to our case. Okay? But what does it mean? Shomen Lo? Here's the important one.
Hoil v'hatakana l'tzorcho na'as.
So he's saying like this. Shomen Lo. Why do we listen to the guy? Hoil v'hatakana l'tzorcho na'as. So why was the takana made? For his benefit. So let's say there's a takana that's made for your benefit. So then, Yochel Lomar, the person can say, Klum Asu, they only did it, La Nasi. Why did the Chachamim make this takana? For me, for my benefit. They were trying to help me out.
Oh.
Ani? Yeah, she, I don't want it.
So is this going on the kosher or the only for my benefit?
My Kigonzu, my Kigonzu. What was Rava talking about? What type? That's why he added in that Kigonzu. That's why, what type of a thing can a person say about, it was done for me and I don't want it? Go ahead.
Kidrav Huna Amar.
Oh my goodness.
Amar. Kidrav Huna Amar Rav.
So you gotta get like six guys in order to understand. Okay, good. So he was saying, like Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Okay, good. What did Rav Huna say? What did Rav say?
Amar Rav, Yechola Isha Shetamar Labala Eini Nizonius. The Eini Osa.
Ah, that's it. That's it. That's the end of the line. So, a woman can say what? Rashi.
Eini
Nizonius Michel Bali. I don't want to be supported by my husband. The Eini Oselo Malacha, and I won't do any work for him. Dechi Tikun Rabbanon Mizoni. Dechi Tikun Rabbanon Mizoni. Okay, so here's the arrangement when there's a marriage. You ever read through the Ksuba, right? So it has the obligations of the husband, and it's to. One of them is to support his wife, you know, her daily parnasa. So that's a takanas chachamim, that he should support his wife. And in exchange for that, well, let's say he has to support his wife. That's takanas chachamim. In exchange for that is what? What is funny, it's very interesting, the Gemara says
she
that...
She does malacha.
That what she does, he gets. The Gemara says, we want the man to support the wife. Okay? But now, it might set off a certain amount of, let's say, what would be the word? A certain amount of resentment, let's say. That he has an obligation to support her, and she finds stuff and gets to keep it. So we say what she finds and whatever she does with her hands, it's not talking about going and earning a, it's not what's envisioned over here, going and earning a six-figure salary. And that's not what's envisioned. What's envisioned is what she does. She spins whatever you do with your hands. She makes bread. She spins wool into thread, all that kind of stuff. Sews clothing, whatever it is. That becomes his. Okay? So there's a certain shared responsibility. He pledges to support her. I mean, he's obligated to support her. But yet, the things that she produces, the things that she finds, they become his. Okay? So it's sort of a... she has like an insurance policy that he has an obligation to support her, but he gets the windfalls, so to speak, or whatever it is. All right, whatever it is. It's the bottom line is we can argue, we can talk about it, but the bottom line is it's like a quid pro quo, as they say. He gives something, and in exchange, he gets something. Okay? So basically, it's just to unravel it. Why does he get her Maisa Yodeha? Why does he get the product of her hand? So he says, that's Lehanasa Tikkun. Okay. So he says, let's take Rashi now. I'm sorry. Dechi Tikkun Rabbanan Mizoni. So the Rabbanan say, you have a right now to insist. The Rabbanan say, the husband must support his wife. That's the Takana of Mizoni. Okay? Now, why did the Rabbanan say the Takana that he has to support his wife? For her benefit. Lahanasa Tikkun. Okay? Zimnin de lo sofka maisi adel. Because sometimes her own work won't be able to support her. So the Rabbanan said, for the benefit of the woman, we are going to make a takana that the husband must support her. Okay? So it's a takana mid Rabbanan to support his, a man has to support his wife, and it was done because of her benefit. Because although she could go and work and do things, Rabbanan were worried that she wouldn't be able to support herself. So they said the husband must support her. Now, v'achar kach tiknu maisi yodeha labayla mishum eva. But once they instituted the idea, you have to understand the historical progression of it, or at least the logical progression. For her benefit, they said the husband is chayav to support her, mizoni. And once he has to support her, now there might be a resentment that she gets to keep her stuff and he gets to support her. And he has to support her. So they said, no, since he has to support her, so now she doesn't need her Maisi Adeha. So let him have Maisi Adeha. Otherwise it would be resentment. That she's just got a guarantee of support and she gets to keep whatever she does too. Okay? So in order to... He has to support, he has an obligation to support her, and therefore, for her benefit, and therefore they gave him back Maisi Odeha, because it would create a certain resentment otherwise. Eva, that's Eva. Hilkach Yechola Lomar Efshi. So now she can say, look, this whole takana of Mizoni was for my benefit. And that's what generated him getting my product, my profit. So I don't want his support. I thank you very much, Rabbanan. It was very kind of you to consider me and worry that I won't be able to support myself. And I appreciate your efforts. But you know what? I don't need it. I don't need it. So I don't want the takana that he has to support me. And once he doesn't have to support me, I get to keep my own stuff. Right? So Rava says, Kigon Zu, a person can say, E Efshi B'Takanas Chacham. Can say, E Efshi B'Takanas Chacham. I don't want the Takana, and it's not applicable. Amazing, isn't that? Isn't that amazing? And it goes against the way we think about Halacha and Takana. Right? We wouldn't say, for instance, like someone was joking around before, you wouldn't say, for instance, actually we did this sugya a couple years ago, you know, if there's a takana that's instituted, and even if the reason doesn't exist necessarily, we still say you have to keep it unless another basin comes and overrides it. We don't say, well, they only made it for this reason and this reason doesn't exist, so therefore let's just call it off. So why isn't that just the same thing over here? They made it for her benefit, and she's saying, I don't want it. Well, too bad. That's how they made it. They made it for 90% of the people. All right, not going to work. Nobody ever claims that the laws are going to work for everybody in every circumstance, but that's how laws are. You have to have them. So why is it over here she can say, Eini efshi b'takanas chachamim? Yeah. That's a good point. Ben is making is a good point. Could the husband say, I'm happy to support her, and I won't have Eva. So therefore, I don't need Maisi Odeha. Right? Could the husband say, you got the question, Gary? Could the husband know what we're saying? It goes like a ping pong, right? First, the Rabbanan gave it to her, they gave her Mizonos, and that pinged it back to him that it's going to create Eva, so he gets her Maisi Odeha. So we're saying she can say, I don't want the benefit, and then undercut the whole thing. But what if he says, I don't worry about Ava. I love my wife so much, and I have so much money. I'm not worried that if she gets to work and keeps her stuff, I'm not going to resent it at all. Can he say that? Is there a difference between those two things? So what do you say? Now, as the Ava, is the Chachamma making an umdana that there will be Ava in this situation? Okay? You can't argue with that umdana. That's not something you can argue with. So the only thing, and that umdana of Ava is the concern of the Ava is for both of them, not for him. Okay? So a person can't say, I'm not worried about the thing that the Rabbanan will worry. I'm not worried that if I eat chicken and milk, I'm not worried about myself. I will not eat meat and milk. I'm sure about that. You can't make that. That is exactly what the Rabbanan are worried about, that people will think they're not going to be worried about things. And they're going to make a mistake. Like I told my... Well, whatever. It's told so, you know, like kids always, you know, you do things, you tell a kid, don't do that or you're gonna fall. And they'll always immediately tell you, no, I won't. That's why it's better not to give reasons when you impose laws in your house. Because if you give a reason, then they're just going to say, well, I won't. Don't run with the scissors because you'll fall and you're, I know I won't. Okay, we're going to get into an argument whether you will or you won't. No, I mean, it's not going to work. But the point is, the only retort I've ever come up with is, who do you think, which of the people that fall and hurt themselves, do you think it's the people who thought they would or the people who thought they wouldn't? So obviously the people who thought they would, they didn't do it. So it's always the people who thought they wouldn't. So they gotta grow up intellectually. You know? So it's so that's the nature of Takana. That we don't say we're going to trust you with your own estimation. That's the reason there is a takana. The only thing is, if the whole benefit is only for you, if it's a takana that's giving you a benefit, then you can say you don't care about that benefit. That's interesting. That's the chiddush. There's a difference between the mechanism that the takana is built upon, Ava, and the purpose of the thing. Right? Ava is what creates their concern. The purpose is the marriage. That's not like Chaim saying, that's not for his benefit, that's for their benefit. And you can't say, well, the benefit is for the marriage, but the thing you're concerned about, I'm not concerned about. That's the way Takana works, that we don't let you figure out what to be concerned about. Right? But over here, it's a separate halacha. That if the purpose and the end goal of the takana is you, you have a right to forego that. But we have to understand a little bit better still. Yeah. So in other words, it's hard to define exactly. But apparently, Rava is learning like this: that a takana that is designed for a benefit doesn't have the nature of takana like a regular takana. Regular takana is a fixed, absolute din. And it says marriage means mazon and maisi odeha. That's part of the fabric of marriage midarabanan. That's a takana, right? They're saying if it's a takana that is designed to give an individual purely a benefit, that has the nature of a zechus, not a takana. And on the zechus, a person can the Rabbanan give you a zechus mizoni in marriage, but a zechus is something that you can forego. It's not a mandate. It's a right. Okay, so that was Rava's din. That if a takana is designed not to keep away something harmful, but just purely a beneficial thing, then it has the nature of, not the nature of a fixed, absolute takona, but it has the nature of zechus. And therefore, in a zechus, a person can give up a zechus moment. If it's a zechus moment, a person can give up a zechus moment. Question is, if you give it up, can you get it back? That's a good question. Okay, but there's just one subtle point over here, and that is like this. That the case of Rava is after the marriage, right? That's after the marriage. They're in a, during the marriage, they're in a state where she has an obligation, he has an obligation to support her, and she therefore has a corresponding obligation to give him her Maisi Yodea. And during the marriage, at any point, they get married for 25 years, she can wake up one day and say, I've had enough of this. Right? But, and we're saying Rava learned, and we're saying that if we back it all up, this is the source of our halacha, that he could say, din vidvarim ain li b'nechosayach. So how come in Rava's case it can happen during the marriage? But in our case, it has to dafka be before the nesu'in. Right? It's not really a hard question. You just have to look at it for a minute. Like, take the Nachala case. Same thing like by Nachala. It has to be before the Nachala. So it has to do with the difference between the Nachla and the Kenyan Chatzer on the one hand, and the situation of Mizonos and Maisi Yoda. In other words, we're saying that there's two things that are for people's benefits. There's Maisi Yoda, there's Mizonos to the wife, that's for her benefit, and then there's the Kenyan Chatzer, that's for his benefit. By the Mizonos of the wife, she can say, I don't want it anytime, even after the marriage. But how come by the Kinyan Chatzer it has to be Dafka before? Or the Nachla, it has to be Dafka before, yeah.
Well, you
no, so to put it halachically speaking, we have to say like this. What is the Takana by Kinyan? What is the Takana by the Chatzer? And what is the Takana by the Nachla? If I were to ask you, what is the lifespan of the Takana?
The marriage.
At the moment of marriage, at the moment of the Nisuin. The Takana is, the Maisa Nisuin is a Maisa Kinyan. But the Kinyan is a real Kinyan. The death of this person, Midrabanan, gives you a Kinyan in his property. But after that, you own it like a regular owner. It's not a constant Takana that's constantly existing. But the support, every day, why do I have to get up every day and work to support your wife? Why does a person have to work to support her every day? Because of the constant takana. So that is the constant takana. You understand? That's the takana is in existence and it's constantly a zechus to her. So it you can give up the takana while it exists. But not, or you can preempt its chalos. But once it's chal and it gives you a regular kinyan, that's going back into history. That's like trying to run into the burning building and taking out the match that started the fire. That's not going to help anything. Right? It's too late. Okay? Takana just gives him a kinyan in her chatzer. It gives the kinyan in the nachala. So you can't negate it. You can only negate it during its existence. So it has to be while it's chal. You have to say efshi b'takana zu, and then it won't be chal. But if it already happened, and now you are the baal on it. By the way, you should understand the ownership of the husband over the woman's property is not a unique ownership. Anybody can have that ownership. I can sell you the rights to my to the peros, to my field. That is a certain kind of an ownership, right? And so that's why it would have to be beforehand. And you have to, it would basically be saying ef shiva takanazu. Very nice, the Rabbanan gave me this benefit of her property, but I don't need it. That's not me dineva the property. That's a different thing. So that's one possibility. One possibility is, and that works, right? There's nothing wrong with that problem. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry, there's nothing wrong with that possibility. It works. The Gemara doesn't reject it, but says, look, it's possible to be, now what does the Mishnah mean? You put it into her chatzer. It's this situation where before they got married, when she was bringing the property into the marriage, he said, I don't care for it. And therefore, it became hers completely. It stayed hers completely, right, Rafi? Status quo was continued, and it was hers completely. And that would be the chatzer that the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, that's one way to go. So it's good, it's clear, it's definitely true, but it limits the Mishnah to a strange case. And now it limits the Mishnah to an unusual circumstance. That when it's Hazore get le'ishto, v'hi b'soch besa, you'd have to make an umdna. The Mishnah's dafka talking about a besa that she brought into the marriage, and he said, I don't want any part of. Okay? It's definitely true, but it's not like the best way to read a Mishnah. Okay? So Rava to the rescue. So Rava says, Atu yada milo kanyule labal? What are you worrying about Chatzera? Right? What are you worrying about Chatzera? What are you worrying that the Chatzer doesn't belong? What are you worrying that the Chatzer belongs to the Baal? How could she get divorced through her Chatzer when the Chatzer belongs to the Baal? What about her hand? Doesn't he own her hand? Doesn't he own her hand as well? Alright, let's see. So Rashi says, right, Liolam, he's scrapping the old answer. You don't need to say Din Vidvaram. Din Vidvaram was a way to get out of the problem of a field that he owns, that he has a kinyan on. But Rava says, you'll never get out of the problem because he has a kinyan on her hand. This is not right. The Gemara says this is not right. We'll get to it. We just have to get started here. Good. Rashi, anything more than Rashi?
Yeah, the Dekasha law.
The Rashi says, the Gemara says, what's he talking about? The Gemara later says, what's he talking about? Alright, so we just got to develop the answer, because it's not the way it appears initially. So let's just go through it, and we'll finally get to what he's really saying. Okay, go ahead.
So, Ela Gita V'yada Ba'in Ke'achad.
Okay, so that's the famous statement. Gita V'yada Ba'in Ke'achad. In other words, what are you worried about? You're worried that she doesn't own it. She doesn't own it, and therefore he's not giving her the get. No, it's not a problem. It's no worse of a problem than her own hand. So how does she get the get in her hand? At the same time. It's like, which came first, chicken or the egg? At the same time. So let's see, let's go a little further. But it's not what he means. So let's see what he means. Go ahead.
Hachanami gita v'chatzera ba'in ke'echad. Is there Rashi?
Al yidei ha-get.
Right, al yidei ha-get ba'ayadala im nisinaso.
Wow. So he's trying to explain, what does it mean, gita v'yada ba'in ke'echad? What does it mean, her get and her hand come together? What does that mean? It means al yidei haget, through the get, ba'a yada la. She gets her hand. Im nisinaso, with the giving of it. So in other words, how does she have a hand? When she gets a get. How does she get a get? When she has a hand. So how do we get out of this problem?
No, but that first part of the answer is the answer.
But doesn't she need a hand to get the get?
No, that it's giving her the hand. It sounds like a chicken and egg problem, but it's, I don't think it really is. I think that his giving it is the hand. Like,
okay,
sounds,
let's see. Let's see.
When she gets it, it's her hand.
Yeah.
When
so
she gets it,
be hers,
what gives
she
her?
Got it, now
but
she
what
has
gives
hand,
her the hand? But what makes it her hand?
Get.
Yeah. And how does she get her get?
With the hand.
With her hand.
It doesn't work.
No, not doesn't the same. Way.
Let's see.
Very.
That's confusing. It works.
Thanks, Rob.
It's not a chicken and egg problem.
It is a chicken and egg problem.
No, I see why.
All right, let's go further. Let's go further. Okay, good. Let's get the real deal here, because this is not really what he's talking about. Okay, so the Gemara says,
Amar li Ravina li Ravashi, Rava, Yad de'isha kakashale.
What is Rava talking about? Ravina said to Ravashi, look, we're writing the Gemara down now, let's figure this out. What was Rava bothered about her hand for? What's the kasha on the hand? Go ahead. Is it true he owns what she makes? Yada gufa mikanile. But does he own her arm? Does he own her hand? Gufa mikanile, Rashi says. He doesn't own her hand. He doesn't own her body. V'kevan digufa lo konile. Since he does not own her body, michi yoiv gita liyada nofak lo get merishuse. So then, since he doesn't own her body, when he gives her the get, it's leaving her property. Do you think that supports what you were saying, Gil? That since he doesn't own her guf, her body is hers, when he gives it to her hand, then it's leaving his rishus completely. This is not Gita Viyada Boyen Kechad, Rashi says. That's not Gita Viyada Boyen Kechad. Because she doesn't... Exactly. Yeah. She didn't get her yad with the get. Her yad was always her yad. So there's no question, Rashi says, the Gemara is saying. Ravina and Ravashi are saying, a regular woman, although she has to give her husband whatever she sews, belongs to him, but does her hand belong to him?
No. Yeah, just the product.
Just the product. So is there any problem saying I put the get into her hand, into her rishus? No. Okay? So there's no question. Hand is completely hers. So why was Rava saying, let's compare a woman's field to her hand? There's no comparison. That's not, the hand doesn't, and then he says, how does it work? Because of Gita Viyada. It's not true. She doesn't get her yad because of her get. She doesn't acquire her yad because of the get. The yad was hers since she's born to her yad.
Hold on.
But he does own the guf of the karka. So how is he going to be divorcing her through the karka? The Gemara is assuming now, or the Gemara is stating now, that the kinyan that he has on the karka is like a kinyan on the gufa karka. But the kinyan that he has on her yad is not. That's just the maisiya deha deal. So how could Rava argue from Yad to Chotzer? There's nothing similar about them. So what was Rav really talking about? He was talking about the Yad Eved. He's talking about a case if a person owns an Eved Kanani. Okay? So then he really owns the Eved. Gufo Konui Umekabel Shechruro Ba'atzmo. He was talking about how is it possible that you could give an Eved his own discharge papers. How can you give an Eved his get shichra? Okay. The Eved himself belongs to the Baal. If the Baal dies, the Eved goes to his children. If the Baal wants to, he can sell him to someone else. He belongs to him. Okay. Gufo konilo. It's not like an Eved Ivri. Eved Kananis. Gufo konilo. So now, how, Rava's question really is, really, a raya that a woman can accept a get in her chotzer, just like an eved can accept a get shichra in his hand. Okay? Because by the eved you have the problem of yad eved, ki yad rabo dami. It really is like the yad of the rav. And therefore, it's a problem. How can he be freed by a shtar put into his hand? It's like putting it into the Rav's hand. Ela gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad. Hachanami gito v'chatzera bo'en ke'echad. Okay, Rashi says, Laman da'omar ba'isha niknes she'eved kona atzmo shtar shichra. Yeah. Is that what we're up to? What's ayide atzmo? Oh, that's shtar ayide atzmo, right. Tzomar be'kabolas atzmo. Yeah. Okay. So that's the problem we're gonna get into. Okay. We have to go into Kedushin to see that case, but for now let's work on the first question. What is the difference between the ownership of the husband in terms of the Yad Ha'isha and the Chatzer Ha'isha? Both of them, like we're saying, and this is really the problem that's been bothering us in the back of our minds. I mean, in a certain sense, she owns both of them, and he just has rights to them, right? I mean, he has rights to the peiros, and he has rights to Maisa Yadeha. So how come by the field case we say, no, that's considered like he owns the guf of the field. And by her hand, we say it's not. I mean, in a certain sense, ultimately, she owns both of them. The field will come back to her. He can't give it away to somebody in a permanent way. So he only has rights. I mean, Rashi says it's kanei lo what leperos and lishtamesh bo, but it's not his absolutely, right? So how come those things that he has by the field make it like he owns the field, whereas by the isha, by the yad haisha, he also has rights, but those rights don't make it like he owns her yad? Okay, that's the question we're going to work on tomorrow, and that's what Tosa says. Tosa says two possible answers, and the Ritva has just like a trick way out. So, but I want you to think more deeply about the two problems, the two answers in Tosos, and then we'll go over to the Gemara in Kiddushin that actually has the Eved case, because according to Rava, the whole source of this is Eved. Okay?